Many years ago, there was found in an African diamond mine the most magnificent diamond in the world's history. It was presented to the then King of England to be displayed in his crown of state. The king sent the diamond to Amsterdam to be cut. It was put into the hands of an expert diamond cutter. And what do you suppose he did with it? He took the gem of priceless value, cut a notch in it. Then he struck a hard blow with his instrument, and lo, the superb jewel lay in his hand, cleft in two. Now, did the diamond cutter do such a thing out of recklessness, wastefulness, and criminal carelessness? Of course not. Truth of the matter is that for many weeks, that fateful blow had been studied and planned. Drawings and models had been made of the gem, its qualities, defects, line, cleavage, all been studied with the minutest care. The man to whom the diamond was committed was one of the most skilled diamond cutters in the world. Was that blow a mistake? No. It was the well-thought-out climax of a diamond cutter's skill. When he struck that blow, he did the one thing which would bring the gem to its most perfect shapeliness, radiance, and jeweled splendor. That well-timed, calculated blow, which seemed to ruin the superbly precious stone, was, in fact, its perfect redemption. From the blow, the diamond was brought to its true light and life. From those two halves were wrought two magnificent gems, which the skilled eye of the diamond cutter saw hidden in the rough, uncut stone as it had come from the depths of a diamond mine. Friends, sometimes God lets a stinging blow fall upon our lives, you and mine, yours and mine. The blood, as it were, spurts, the nerves winch, the soul cries out in agony and dismay. The blow, be it physical, social, economic, spiritual, whatever, seems like an appalling mistake, but it's not. For you and I are the most priceless jewels in the world to Almighty God. In the hand of the divine diamond cutter, the cutter of our lives and the builder of our lives, the most skilled in the universe, who sees all things, knows all things, and can redeem all things, wonderful things can come to light. God gives you and I both the ability and free will to question, including his methods and approaches. But after the sincere searching and questioning, we must allow ourselves to quietly lie in God's hands and pray for his will, not ours, to be done. For he alone knows just how to bring us to our maximum life-enhancing potential. And now, our little suggestions for today. Commit yourself to constant self-improvement. Give your best to your employer. It's one of the best investments you can make. Observe the speed limit Bahamians and residents. Take your dog to obedience school, if you can afford it. They say you'll both learn a lot. Don't waste time grieving over past mistakes. Learn from them and move on. When complimented, a sincere thank you is the only response required. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.